Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, it's our annual back-to-school episode.
Ooh, flashcard apps, digital homework planners, and other ways to learn.
Plus, Zumbinis are back.
I am so happy!
All that, and Leo finally learns to drive. On iOS Today.
iOS Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. It's iOS Today time!
Here we are, back Megan, to school.
Leo.
Megan Maroney, Leo Laporte. We're going back to school.
Your last name's Maroney?
It is. Okay. It has been
for years. I thought you were Aleski.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've known me that long.
I have, haven't
yes,
I? I knew you before you were Maroney.
You did. You knew me back when...
Did you know your husband when we first met?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me? No, I'm just teasing. Yeah, Marco's great. We love Marco. Wonderful guy. He's a teacher. And since this is the kind of the... I'm sorry, she's lost it now. Since this kind of is the end of the summertime, we are going to do our annual back-to-school segment. We do this every year. Back-to-school apps and tricks and tips. And you're kind of into this because
I am.
Marco's getting ready, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, my husband's a teacher, and he is getting ready to go back to school. My daughter's getting ready to go back to school. My boy's already in school because they go to
year-round. Yeah.
Yes. So we are ready. So I wanted to start with some flashcard apps.
Good. Because I think that's a great way to learn.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we didn't have digital devices, so we had flashcards, physical paper cards.
Right.
And I remember it was the best thing I think I ever did. We had something called Viz Ed cards. You ever hear of these? It was a long box, about 1,000 cards. They were vocabulary cards. Viz Ed does a lot of different kinds, or used to. They're probably out of business by now, right? Because who needs these anymore? But I would learn my vocabulary that way. On the front part was a word, perspicacious, and on the back part was the definition. And
talkative? What's perspicacious?
Lots of rain.
Oh.
It means you're perceptive.
Oh, perceptive.
Oh, yeah, there's a, I throw in words and I remember the Viz Ed card. That's how a good learning system it is. It really embeds it into your mind.
Yeah, and I mean, you can make your own, of course, but why
it's
would you?
A lot of work.
Yeah, why would you?
And you might get the answers wrong.
Right.
And then you'd embed the wrong answer, which would not be good.
Yeah, so we each have a couple. I mean, I have a couple. Have one. The first one is QuizUp. No, Quizlet.
Quizlet. QuizUp, I've played. I love that game.
And that is another good way to learn. Yeah. But Quizlet, which I have that here. And it's basically you can create a new study set or
let's tilt this a little bit.
Let's do that.
Get your head out of the way there so I can see.
Do you want to do literature, computer history, multiplication, Huck Finn, literary terms, Swift, programming language? What should we learn? State capitals, multiplication?
Let's do state capitals. I think I can do that. State capitals for 60, Alex.
Okay. So here's the three options you have. You can do cards.
Yeah.
You can learn or you can do a matching game.
Uh-huh.
So I'll start with the cards.
Okay. That's more like what I was talking. Sacramento is the state capital of California, right?
So you just click it.
Oh, nice. And you even see where it is.
Yeah. That's good.
Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
This is the easy way. Hartford, Connecticut.
Yep. And you can play it sound, too.
Is there sound on that? Let's hear it. What is it? Dover. Delaware.
So, yeah.
Tallahassee.
Florida.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta.
Georgia.
Georgia.
So that's one way to learn. Another way you can learn is... by writing it out.
Oh,
so,
that's a tough
New
one.
New Mexico.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know that's the hardest thing to
say. Is that Albuquerque? Albuquerque.
Did you win the spelling bee when you were little? Did I spell that right?
You know what? Albuquerque used to have another letter.
Santa Fe.
I just wanted to show off. that I could spell.
I thought it
not
was
no
Albuquerque,
capitals.
Too. And then the third way you can learn is this matching game. So you start the game, and then you just match them all up, like St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, that's
Oklahoma,
nice.
Oakland,
see, that's fun, and it makes it fun for kids, but they're learning while they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
How do Zanabella or Huck and Milo, how do they like this?
They like Quizlet. They, you know, they do it in school, and they make their own.
Oh, neat.
You know, so these are, they might not all be accurate. I just want to warn you, because some of them, you know, this one was made by Dr. Super Hulock, these computer history. So.
Oh, let's see. I'm good at that. Give me some computer history questions, Dr. Super Hulock.
Stepped Regnower.
That's made up. There is no Stepped Regnower.
To add, subtract, multiply, Leibniz. And divide. Right. First mechanical calculator.
Okay.
Calculator.
ENIAC.
ENIAC. Yeah, that was an early computer. The right. I don't know what it stands for. Mauchly and Eckert. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
That's cool. Quizlet. It's easy. It's free. There are no ads. No in-app purchases. Very basic.
Evernote used to have a great flashcard program where you would create your own flashcards. They called it Evernote Peak because it was so cool. And we've shown it on the years ago. We'd show it. You'd take your iPad, but you needed the smart cover, and then you would lift the bottom part of the smart cover, and it would show the answer, or the question, I guess, and then you'd flip it up for the whole thing. And you could make your own flashcards. They've discontinued it, I think, probably because a lot of people have iPads and don't have the smart cover anymore.
Right.
So they send you to something called Study Blue. And what I like about Study Blue, actually, let's go back to the beginning. Study Blue is a traditional flashcard app, but it works with Evernote. So if you're a student and you use Evernote, which, by the way, I think you should. It's
right.
A great notebook program for keeping research notes and ideas, video, audio, everything going
in
Evernote.
It's good for scanning. You can scan other people's notes if you don't take your own.
And it's completely free. So this is, let's go back to the beginning here if I can figure out how to do
that. Evernote also has a pro version, but you don't use the pro version of Evernote?
I pay for the pro version, but Study Blue is a third-party add-on. Evernote has a lot of third-party add-ons. So you can create your own cards. And I think for a student, that's not a bad idea. And it's a very easy thing to do. You give it the term. You give it the definition. And then you can you could actually submit that to the library so other people can use your cards. Teachers can use this as well. You can add a school. Some schools actually use this officially. You can add an interest. There are lots of interests. And you can browse the library of existing cards, which is huge. We just picked a couple. I was not doing well in it. The Glasgow Coma Scale. This would be for medical students. Mm-hmm. How about the pectoral region? Do you feel comfortable to the pectoral region?
I feel comfortable in my pectoral region, yes. Thank you for asking.
No, we're going to learn.
Oh, okay, yes.
All right. And then it actually keep track of this. This is somebody made this, which is kind of neat. So you can choose how many cards. Now, I should point out, there's a paid version. And it's not cheap. It's if you buy it by the year, it's $6.67 a month. The most expensive is $18 a month. I think a lot of schools, though, provide it as part of the curriculum. So is Quizlet free?
Quizlet is free, yes.
So I got to say, go with a free solution unless your school's doing this. This has a lot of features. They say 250 million quizzes and study materials and so forth. Let's go back. It's free if you just want to create your own. If you want to use other people's, and by the way, a teacher could do that and give it to students, then you'd have to pay for it. They have lots of nice features. You can, as you're doing the quiz, choose how many cards you want to use. Oops. Let's go back here. You could say, do I want to learn the term and provide the definition, or do I want to see the definition? Oh, she's not letting me do it. And provide the term. You can choose the order the cards come up. This is great because if you get it wrong, you can redo it with the least studied or hardest to easiest or random. This is a powerful program. It's a little disappointing that it's that expensive, but if you're just going to make your own cards, it's absolutely free. But a little pricey. Study Blue, this is an Evernote partner, so you'll find it in the Evernote library if you use Evernote. One of the nicest things is you're able to take your Evernote notes and make them study cards, just as you used to do with Peak, and I think that's a nice feature.
Yeah.
What else?
This one is similar. It's called Brainscape. It is free, but there is also a premium version.
That's what we're seeing a lot more of.
It's a little bit fancier. So you can, let's do a vocab workout.
Okay, I'm ready. I got a great vocabulary. Thanks for those VizEd cards. I am so ready. Give me hard. The hardest vocabulary you got.
Okay. Advanced vocabulary. Elate.
Well, everybody knows that. That's when you take a balloon and you let the air out. right?
That's to get excited about something, right?
Okay.
To fill with optimism. So here's what I like. They have some science behind it. It's confidence-based repetition. So how well did you know this?
And you self-assess.
One is not at all, and right. five is perfectly.
I think you got four.
Four, yeah. So emollient.
Emollient. That is when a person named Molly decides that she wants you out of her life. You've been emolliated.
Excellent. Also having the effect of softening.
Softening.
Mm-hmm.
It's an emollient.
Like emollient. That makes sense.
The cream was a popular emollient.
I didn't know that at all.
I still think it's...
Venal?
Oh, yeah. Venal. I can't even tell you what that is at a public television program.
Capable
like
of being bought or bribed.
Corruptible.
So you could also make your own sets, which I did.
Let's have a Twit quiz.
Yes. Where's my... Here's...
Shows.
Study
Let's
it.
Study it. Let, that's the flashcard part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What show... Leo hosts Our Friend Zinc, The Problem with Megan, and Study Guides, Past, Present, and Future, right?
Right, yeah. right. Except for there's the shows that you host.
You actually typed that in?
I did, yes.
I admire your enterprise.
Or someone studying to be get a job here or something.
Trivia.
So, yeah, I created my own... for that. And that was free. I haven't paid for any of this stuff. So you can see, you can
like
play with
the
friends.
The confidence thing where you say how well you knew it.
And yeah. It's confidence-based repetition. It's science. So, you know, and this has more than Quizlet does. You know, it tells you how many cards you've studied. You know, if you're on a streak, how often you've worked, 12 cards mastered. Yeah. That's how many are in the library.
A lot of schools now and teachers call this drill and kill. They feel like that's not, this kind of memorization is not a good way to learn. And I agree if you're learning critical thinking and other skills. But if you need to learn a vocabulary, anatomy.
Or multiplication.
School,
like that.
That's the perfect one. Multiplication. You have to memorize it. There's no shortcut.
Yeah. Yeah, at home. And they're just fast and it's easy and it's more fun than the paper.
It's not a great way to know what Leibniz wrote about.
Right. Or, yeah. Or, you know.
Reckonachener.
So, yeah. I have some other apps that help you learn other things.
Okay.
Not drill.
What else? I'll show you. This is something this is really a good thing to have for an iPad. If a kid's using an iPad in school, it makes a wonderful planner. When you get into seventh grade, and Annabella is in seventh grade now, a lot of schools will give the kid their first planner. They know they're going to screw it up because it's, you know, organization is hard for kids. But it is a really great thing to start learning. This is one of, there's probably three dozen planners, some free, some not, on the Apple Store. This is one called Cogito, Cogito. And it's very similar to all of them. You probably should look at a variety of them. It says what the first day of school is, the last day of school, the daily schedule, so you could put your periods. And again, this is more appropriate for seventh grade and later, where you'll have a more complicated schedule. The courses, it's great even for college, the master schedule, and it will also help you plan for homework, right? It'll tell you what your homework assignments are, and you'll get a calendar, and you'll say this one is due and so forth. Now, as you can see, I haven't spent any time setting it up. There is a lot of setup. You have to put your courses in. You have to do all of that. But once you've configured it, it's a nice-looking agenda. It gives you a calendar, gives you assignments. You can look day, week, month, year. Most importantly, tasks. I think tasks are really a big part of what these things are useful for, because one of the hardest things for kids is to keep, when you get into seventh grade, keep track of your different classes and what you have assigned in each class. So a great planner makes a big difference. This is called Cogito, Cogito. We've recommended other planners on the show and past iPads today, but this one I was pretty impressed with, and it's free, which has a lot to recommend it.
Mm-hmm. And that seems like it would be great for even older kids. Like Mario,
right through
college. Who's going back to school, Debbie's son.
Yep.
Yeah, she said he's leaving.
Now,
like, that would be good for college, too.
The one thing that you pay for, there's a $2.99 in app purchase, which is great, which is that will allow a teacher to share a schedule to a kid over the network, which is really good because if you saw all the setup was involved, it'd be great if you could just go to a class and say, teacher, send me the Cogito stuff and I'll have it. And so I think that's if your school's using a particular kind of planner, use that kind of planner.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is so much better than a paper planner. Kids can use it. They get it. It feels comfortable to them. And, you know, it, of course, works on the iPhone, too. Mm-hmm. And once you've got a planner system working for you, I think it's a lifelong skill.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I never, by the way, got.
My boys do have planners. They got them starting in the fourth grade, and they're like torn up in little pieces and at the bottom of their backpack with half a sandwich.
Kids are digital natives. I don't think, I mean, I understand, but I think you're going to have better success with a digital planner.
So I have two more. One is a one I mentioned before on the show is Quiz Up. Which I think we love.
It's a fun game.
You could learn, you know, about Glee or Titanic or, oh, that's
which I have. I know more about Glee than any human alive. Oh, yeah.
My daughter thinks she is. She's ranked in Glee.
She's ranked?
Yes. That's what she's been doing most of the summer, playing Quiz Up, Glee.
The one caveat on Quiz Up, like a lot of these trivia games, and I think this is the best of the bunch, better than Trivia Crack, is that some of these quizzes are provided by people who use it, which means that some of the answers could, just like the flashcards,
could be wrong. Yeah, I've never seen any wrong answers. Have you?
I've seen bad questions and perhaps not exactly the right answer.
Right. So, yeah, so you can do all the fun, you know, Frozen or whatever. But they also do. They have grammar. They have word definitions. They have math, too. So, if you're getting bored with the flashcards, then, you know, you can just do some basic math here. So, do you want to – are you ready for some basic math?
That was a Jeopardy category the other day, and I aced it.
So, you're playing with someone somewhere in the world.
You know, Needles would always challenge me to math.
He would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're playing with Jamila Kazi.
Hi, Jamila. See, that's cool, too, for students, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing a Pakistani student. Which of the following numbers is a factor of 60? Four. Now, we wait for Jamil to give his answer.
Jamila.
And by the way, you don't win points just for getting it right. You have to do it fast. How many hours is 60?
5 days?
No. 5 times 120. See, but see, I think Jamila is faster than us.
Yeah, she's 6 points faster.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, my gosh.
16 plus 22 is 38. I think Jamila beat us on that
one. No, she did not.
Ah! Jamila doesn't know. She gave up.
She did beat us. She's 48.
She beat the heck out of us.
Mm-hmm.
Round 4. All right, I feel pressure now.
Mm-hmm.
27.
We got this one.
43. Oh, 12.
She's fast.
500.
Should we keep going?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, good. Thank God you're doing it. Oh, that was a hard one. Round 6.
Okay.
All right. 22 times 22 is 484. 484. Yeah. Oh, that's lucky.
That was good.
I think we beat Jamila on that one.
No.
No.
Okay, bonus round. Let's
okay, this is week 8. 10. 10. 10.
Oh.
So close.
We were so close.
We got them all
right,
but we lost by just 6 points. Isn't that fun?
She left the match. So if you're getting bored with the flashcards.
I love Quiz Up.
I do too. Okay, so I have, now have you heard of the flipped classroom?
No. Oh, yes. I love this idea.
Yeah, I love this idea. So the idea is that instead of doing worksheets or just flashcards in the class, that you use the class or even lectures in the class, that you use the tools that you have, you know, TED Talks or whatever it is outside of the classroom, and then you leave the classroom for discussion and questions and more interactive things.
Because that's where there's a teacher and your peers, you're going to learn better taking advantage of your teacher and your peers, and you can do the rote work that doesn't involve the homework.
Right.
It doesn't involve teachers and peers at home.
So I really like that idea, and I think there's so many videos out there that, I mean, of course, we've talked about Khan Academy a bunch of times.
Khan Academy is like the flipped classroom, right? You watch the lecture on, algebra, and then you go to this class and you ask the teacher, you talk about it.
Right. So I have some links. Oh, there it goes. Khan Academy just did like a contest to find the best explainers, and they found some really great ones. I think maybe, Anthony, if you have that open, I have the fifth grade, so it's a talent search. And I looked at that Dara Brady, fifth grade teacher. That guy's going to tell you about wine.
Created the video about the tiers of wine that form around the edge of wine glasses.
Most people who drink wine have seen the weird
in the enophile trade.
So if that's what you're learning,
legs.
Yeah, he called them something else.
Tears.
But if that second link is Dara Brady, fifth grade teacher, and it was amazing. I mean, she's just a teacher, and then she just made YouTube videos, and she explains the respiratory system in an amazing way. A couple other ones that I like. Do you know who Brian Greene is, the theoretical physicist?
He's one of my favorite writers on physics.
I love him, too.
Yeah.
Did that opera, I can't remember what, Icarus at the Edge of Time. Did you ever hear that?
Yes.
So he has...
Yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got the book for my kids. But have you heard of his project, World Science U?
No.
So There it is. So you have, these are courses that you can take.
I mean, he's a real physicist, but he's also an educator. And I think that's what's great about this.
So these are classes, and I heard him speak about it, and it's really different because I think a lot of online learning right now is just like people get lost in it and they don't know who it is or you know, it's not someone.
He inspires.
He does, yeah. So there's courses that you can take, and it tells you what kind of background you really have to have. But maybe we can watch a little bit of
this. I'm going to send my son this because he loves Brian Greene.
Hi, I'm Brian Greene.
It is.
I'm excited to announce that I'm teaching two new courses on Einstein's special theory of relativity. Where am I teaching them? Anywhere and everywhere because they're online.
Love this.
Who are they for?
Me.
For you.
Yeah.
For your friend, for your neighbor, for anyone who has a thirst for knowledge. How much does it cost? Nothing.
Isn't that great?
To learn about one of the most exciting discoveries of the last 100 years, all you have to do is sign up.
And this is real science. As you can see, this is real science.
Yes,
this is not, you know, if you've watched Cosmos, it's a little soft. Mm-hmm. You get the idea and you can get excited. But this, you're actually learning.
Yeah.
You're learning the math, the physics, the real stuff. I love that. That's
great. Remember, I remember you were reading a book to Abby about string theory when she was like 8 or 9 years old.
George Gamow, G-A-M-O-W, wrote a whole bunch of wonderful books. But that's the old school. This is new school.
And so, there's places that you can just click around and get answers if you're just interested. That's World Science U. And Forward Thinking, have you seen those shows?
No.
That is Jonathan Strickland of How Stuff Works. And I love his teaching style, too, and his videos are fun. They're for younger. My boys really love them. He came on Tech News Tonight, too, and a couple weeks ago. So
Really? I love him.
Yeah, he's great. So
I've known Jonathan for years. We used to have him on the screensavers. Yeah. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So check that out. Forward Thinking, Khan Academy, which can be overwhelming. Then we'll have the link in the show notes to those teachers that they just found. And World Science U.
You know, it's incredible. I mean, if you're a kid today, the options, if you have the internet, if you have access to the internet, and more kids all over the world do, you could just sit and watch YouTube videos of PewDiePie playing games, or you could learn, or you could do both. The chance to learn is so amazing, and for free.
Yeah.
College education online. You don't get the degree, but you get the knowledge, which is more important, right? The piece of paper or the knowledge.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, education is, like everything, really changing a lot. It's not going to look the same as it is even now. Yeah.
And it's great for old folks like me because I can be a lifelong learner.
Yes.
I can continue to learn. And there's so many wonderful resources. Don't forget iTunes U. We didn't mention that, but that's full of college courses. MIT's Open Courseware Initiative puts all of the courses at MIT online for you to watch free. Yale's doing something similar. Stanford does something similar. I mean, it's just amazing.
It is. Never stop learning.
Yep.
That's all I got. The links are at twit.tv/iOS.
Nice.
And, you know, just a reminder, you can watch the show live 12:30 Pacific time every Monday. And we are brought to you.
By whom?
Gazelle.
I love Gazelle. You know, we are, according to the rumor, less than a month away from an iPhone announcement, right?
That's the rumor.
We're thinking. They said, you know, John Pachkowski said it's going to be September 7th, 8th, or maybe the 9th. But I think it's going to be the 8th. That's my prediction because Apple likes to do it Tuesdays. That means if you go right now to gazelle.com, you don't even have to commit. But if you think you might want the new iPhone, go to gazelle.com right now and get a quote for your iPhone 6 or 6 Plus, whatever it is you're using. I can tell you one thing. It is at the peak of its value now. It's not going to get more valuable as we get closer to that announcement. So now's the time. That quote is locked in for 30 days. Mm-hmm. So you have the option to decide or not whether to sell it, but you're going to get the top dollar if you get the quote right now. What? That's what I've got. This is worth $445? By the way, you notice that unlocked price, and they tell you how you can unlock it.
Uh-huh.
So that is incredible. I could take my iPhone 6, get most of the money towards buying a brand new iPhone right now from Gazelle, gazelle.com. Now, you're not committed. It's good for 30 days. When it's time, when you see the new iPhone, you say, yep, I'm going to buy it. You push the button. They'll send you a box. They pay the postage on anything worth more than a buck. In fact, as long as you're up to this, put all your stuff in there. If you've been throwing stuff in a drawer, don't throw $100 bills in the drawer. That's throwing away money, or at least letting it get dust. And by the way, it's slowly going away because these values and these objects don't get better. They get lower, right? So get your quote right now at Gazelle. They'll pay you fast if you forget or can't wipe the data because they do buy broken iPhones and iPads. They'll do that for you. And then they'll either send you a check, a PayPal credit if you want it right away, or an Amazon gift card, and they will bump that up by 5%. So that's, if you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon, that's a really good deal. They have now paid out $200 million to over 2 million customers with a very high satisfaction rate. Now, you might ask, well, what happens to the stuff they buy? Well, the very, very best stuff they will sell. So this is another way to save money. You say, I don't want the new iPhone, but you know they're going to have a lot of good condition old iPhones available for sale very soon, and you can buy them at a great deal on Gazelle. Two different qualities, certified like new. That's somebody who bought it, opened the box, looked at it, closed the box, sold it to Gazelle. And there's a lot of that. You could save even more money, though, if you get the certified good. That means there'll be some, you know, slight signs of wear. Maybe a little scratch on the back, stuff like that. But you're going to save even more. It's really a great way to replace a broken or lost device. They will sell iPhones, iPads, Samsung Galaxy phones. Go to Gazelle. Find out. It's great. Gazelle, both to buy and to sell. The fast and simple way. It's Gazelle.
You could buy a device for your kid for all these apps, if you like an older device that you didn't want to hand
exactly.
over a brand new iPad.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. People could even buy an old iPhone, not activate it, mm-hmm. and get all the benefits of an iPhone without having to pay a monthly fee, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Last week I said that there was a rumor that Apple was going to become an MVNO, like their own cell phone carrier.
Yeah.
And that is not true. Apple denied that. Whether or not it's really not true, but Apple definitely denied that.
It might be true, but Apple doesn't want to admit it.
So
it might be one of those things.
Right. Don't go telling anybody.
I was skeptical.
I was wrong.
I have a retraction.
Oh, you do?
Casey Neistat, we talked about his new app, which I called Be Me, because it's capital B-E, capital M-E. And it is kind of like the world through my view. You tap it turns out it's called Beam running. It buzzes and it starts sending out a video. But I said it was Be Me. It's not. And I want to apologize, Casey. It's Beam. I know that because he was at VidCon talking all about it. Oh. And I saw the videos and I went, oh, maybe got the wrong name.
Maybe it should be Be Me.
I think it should. You know what? What are you doing? You tap this to your chest. It shows the world what you're seeing, not you. It's
be
not
me?
A selfie. You get to be me. I think that's the name. But anyway. Casey doesn't, and he wrote it, so.
I have another follow-up. Last week, we were talking about the Switch, whether it was a Switch or a toggle or whatever. Chris, he wanted to email. Chris with a K, but he is a guy. He says it's called a Switch. Think of a light switch. It's meant to be tapped, not slid, or to be toggled, flipped between on and off. So the
Switch
official,
is the right name.
Yes, Switch.
That makes sense. It looks like a Switch.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Do you have anything that's not a correction, an apology,
Yes.
A mea culpa?
I do.
Okay.
Tess wrote us. She had a question about the iOS Today subreddit. She said she posted a new app for the iPad on there, and then it disappeared, and she doesn't know why, and I don't know why either. I asked her
voted down, probably.
Well, I looked through the Reddit, and I didn't see it, so
there?
I told her to post again. Maybe she put it on a different subreddit. Reddit can be a little bit confusing if you haven't used it, but her recommendation
was... We like it if you do that.
Zumbinis.
Oh!
And
right.
She said her son used to use this on the PC.
So did my kids.
And now he's in college.
Yep.
As are
so
your
are
kids.
My kids. Thanks to Zumbinis, they learned everything.
So I haven't gotten a ton of chance to play Zumbinis, but you clearly have.
The premise is you've got to rescue the Zumbinis, but while you're doing it, you're learning. It's not. It's kind of the perfect educational game. It's fun to play. And it's an awesome game, and there's a little learning involved, too. My kids adored the Zumbinis.
So, what do I do?
Well, you'll see.
Do I make a face out of myself?
You could. Here comes some Zumbinis. You've got to rescue them.
Oh.
You've got to lead them to safety.
Select traits. Okay.
Oh, you got to create it. Or you got to create your Zumbini.
Oh, there we go.
First, we're going to create a Zumbini. All right.
Throw the dice for. Ooh.
Oh, kids love these. Yeah. So we're going to create a few of these little Zumbinis. Now there's a boat.
Press that.
Yeah.
No, I wait. Did I create too many?
You can't create too many. You can only create just the right number.
Just the right number of Zumbinis.
So I think I would guess you're creating yourself. It's been a long time since I played this. You create yourself, and then the other Zumbinis arrive.
Well, she said it has puzzles, and she said she played it more.
So, see that boat?
Even.
Tap the boat. Let's see what happens.
Go
get them on the boat.
Go on there.
How do
Come
you get them on the
so-
boat? Well, solve that puzzle. You could press a question mark if you're really puzzled. You got them on the boat. Let's get them all on the boat. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right.
What just happened, but...
They sailed somewhere.
Tossed about by Zumbinis.
What ages would you say? I'm thinking 8 to 12, maybe...
It's $4.99 too. It's not free.
Worth
it. You think it's worth it?
I'm so thrilled they're back. It's funny when they released it, everybody of my age and a lot of kids my kids' age just jumped up and down and said they're back. It was a great learning program. I'm so glad to see it back. And the iPad is a perfect platform for it.
Excellent. We have a voicemail from Joe. I think can we play that, Anthony?
Hi, this is Joe from New York. I had a thought about photos. Backup. If you have iCloud Photo turned on your phone and set it to the optimize right. photo size
Which
setting,
we recommend. Yep.
Then if you turn on Google Photos, isn't it uploading and backing up the optimized size photos and
no.
not the full size photos?
I see what he's
that
saying.
That was the two the connected. That was the thing.
So what's happening is when you choose, so this is not pictures he takes on the phone, pictures he takes elsewhere that are copied by Apple's photos to the phone. And as you know, if you turn on the iCloud Photo Library and select that optimized, it won't download the original, the full-sized. You can make it do so. It'll download a lower quality that's designed for the iPad. You know what? That's the only version that's on your iPad. That's what Google Photos will back up.
Oh.
You should be aware that Google Photos also optimizes. In fact, if you tell Google Photos, upload all my images from my iPhone or my iPad, and you don't say upload originals, you may be fooled, as I was, by the fact that it says up to 16 megapixels. I thought, well, that's great. It'll take the, if it's an 8 megapixel camera, as I have on my iPhone and iPad, it'll take an 8-megapixel version. No, it still squishes it down even more. Yeah, further compresses it. I was a little disappointed. It does a good job. It looks great. It's kind of doing the same thing Apple's doing, which is optimizing it for the platform you're going to view it on. And they still look very good. I can't tell. You know, the reason I know this is because I was looking at the file sizes and I was saying, well, those are awfully small. So I deleted all the photos of my trip from Google Photos and then said, now, upload from my desktop the high quality, using the high quality version, and it still was heavily shrunk down. So Google Photos is doing the same thing Apple's doing. I would bet, I can't tell, and nobody really is very forthright in this stuff. I guess we could call Google and see if we can get a human, but I would guess that once it's optimized, as Apple does for the iPad, it's not going to be further squished by Google. It'll say, oh, that's nice, nicely squished. We'll take that version. So it may run it through a recompressor, but I don't think the quality will go down.
Mm. All right, Al also sent us a voicemail, I believe.
Hi, this is Al from Paterson, New Jersey, and I'm just calling about episode 258 regarding the ability to back up chat messages from iMessage. There's an app called PhoneView from Ecamm Software that lets you back up everything in your conversations from iMessage or SMS. Including audio and video clips, images, and text.
It's a desktop app.
And also, the app will let you back up your voicemail messages as MP3s.
Yeah. Essentially, okay.
Thanks for the show. It's awesome. Really love it. Been a fan since way back in the day.
Good.
Keep it up, guys.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, by the way, for leaving short messages with your first name and city. They're learning.
Yes.
I love it.
And, you know, last week we talked about Google transcription, and it transcribes it, and it is almost perfect.
Did it do a good job?
It is better. Even when he, like, coughed and said, I'm sorry, like, they left it out. Yeah.
How do you rate?
Yeah. No, they knew that he was pausing.
That's nice.
It's good. Okay, so PhoneView.
Yeah. $30. I've recommended this for a long time. It essentially is an app for your Mac that lets you look into your phone and see files and copy them over. So it is not an app for your phone. It's an app for your desktop that will let you copy files, including text messages. I don't think there's a Windows version unless they've come up with one. Maybe you could check, Anthony. You're on the site. But it is a Mac app, and I've used it, and I recommend it. It's not free, $30.
Yeah.
Although there, I think there's a trial version.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll let you download everything, but at least you can try it. Yes, it's Mac only, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do like it. I do like it. I recommend it all the time. PhoneView, the website is ecamm.com.
All right, and we have another call to another voicemail.
Hi, I'm Jean. I'm calling from Moline, Illinois. My comment is that once I downloaded iOS 8.4 on my iPad. As soon as I got a phone call on my phone, my iPad started ringing. I thought it was a FaceTime call. And when I swiped to answer the call, it was a regular phone call.
Yeah, it's handoff.
How does that work? Does it have something to do with having wireless and the phone's proximity to the iPad? Thanks for taking my call, and I'm enjoying your show very much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Gene. Yes, it's one of the features Apple highly touted, continuity and handoff. The idea is, in fact, you can do it the other way, too. You could place a phone call on your computer, and it will use your iPhone to make the call, but you're using the headset on the computer, the speakers on the computer, just as like kind of if you were making a FaceTime call. It's a really nice feature. I use it all the time. In fact, now when you call me, everything rings, my iPhone, my iPad, my desktop, and better yet, I could pick it up on whatever device is handy. So even if my phone's in the bedroom and I'm in my office, the phone rings, it'll say in the corner, your phone, you know, who's calling, and I can accept that call and answer it on the computer. It's a very nice feature. This is one of the features Apple touted as new in iOS 8.4. You do have to have, I believe, you have to have Yosemite as the OS X operating system to use this, but I will have to check the specifications. Very nice feature. I love that.
And if you don't like it, is there a way to turn it off?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Great.
I have no idea, but I'd be shocked if there weren't a way to turn it off. I was actually, I was listening to her. I was looking and seeing if I could find a way to do that.
Because I don't love it, I'll have to tell
you. You don't like
it? Well, I don't need everything to ring because I have my watch and my phone, and that's enough. I don't need the iPad.
I do get a lot of ringing.
Yeah.
So if you go to General in the settings and Handoff and Suggested Apps, the key is knowing that this is called Handoff. You can turn off Handoff. Handoff lets you start something on one device and pick it up on other devices. I'm pretty sure that's what that would...
Yeah, just
would,
for your iPad. Just, so everything else runs. Yeah.
Disable it. And you can disable it on different devices and keep it enabled on other devices, right?
Yes. So we love your phone calls. 757-504 iPad is the phone number.
I've been doing this show for how long? Hundreds of episodes. And we've asked and we've begged and we've pleaded for phone calls. And you magically did something. You changed the answering machine message?
I used my voice changer, so I actually called in all those questions.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, no, I did change that. I did figure out how to change the voicemail message.
Maybe Sarah's message was scaring people off. I don't know. Anyway, that's great. 30 seconds. Oh. First name, city, start with that. Mm-hmm. Don't give us any private information because we may use it on the air, but that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, or send us a video, too. So
that would be fun.
That'd be short, and then we can watch that. And now it's time for the ADCAP Award. So the time where we wear funny hats.
To celebrate the diversity of creativity in the application developer universe.
Mm-hmm. That's
I think I got your hat.
What?
Not that I'm sexist or anything.
Also, our hats don't really fit in this.
I want to be a Disney princess.
You look great in that hat. I was worried it wasn't going to fit your head.
Well,
but it does.
It's stretchy.
Yeah.
It's going to be stretched out now. This is my princess hat because I have a princess app. And you are wearing, you look like you could be a bear in Polar Express.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
Are you an armored bear?
Yeah, but this is my efficiency expert hat, and that's what I'm talking about. The Outlook app for iOS, which I've been using for a long time. It's my favorite.
Can I borrow that when I go to Russia next year?
Yes, you may. Yeah, but you have to wear it like this. So Outlook for iOS. That's
Outlook,
my email.
Brand new from Microsoft.
I've tried them all, and that's my
You're
favorite.
You're using it?
I'm using it, yes.
Interesting.
And, you know, I showed another app, Xero, that I use when I'm just working on my inbox, Xero. But most of all, mostly I just use Outlook. And I have been trying to use other apps. But now they just came up with an Apple Watch app for Outlook. And it's not perfect.
Thank you, Microsoft.
It is not perfect, but it is better.
Can you answer email on your watch?
You can reply to email on your watch. So let's
take
a look at this.
With stock replies, obviously.
No, you can talk. I mean, you can.
No.
Yes, you can. You can.
Wow. That's some real wizardry, Apple.
You know, you get your notifications, too. So let's see if I have any. There, yeah, see, there's a notification. Yeah. Here's an issue I have with it. You can't respond to the notification.
Oh.
It just opens it. But you can read a lot.
You can read it,
archive
it, dismiss it.
Yeah, but...
And schedule it, mark it as
read. So that's what you can do from... So I'm going to schedule that so that it comes up
later. That's nice.
But then that's just the notification.
You know what? That's triage, and I like that. That's important.
But then the app itself, you can actually reply. So,
oh, I see.
Let's see.
That's a limitation, of course, of Apple's, and I bet you with watchOS 2.0 that Microsoft will add that ability to reply directly to an email.
Right. So here's my Blue Apron email.
Getting seared pork chops and Kamut.
So then I can go down to the bottom and I can reply. It only gives me the option to reply all. I'm going to just use this. I could do this. Okay, sounds good. I could send that, or I can say, thanks, Blue Apron. And then done. So I can actually send that email. So I really like it. It's not perfect, but here's an email, another thing you can do with Force Touch. You can respond by Force Touch, so that I'm just going to archive that. You can delete, triage, but you can also respond. It does seem to soak up my battery life. I usually make it to the end of the day with no issues, but once I've been using this actively, I do start to get a little bit low on battery.
Okay.
But the question is, do we need to respond from our watch email?
Sometimes.
A quick response
would be nice.
Yeah, it is there. Yeah. But using it regularly, I don't know. Your phone's
right
there.
I like the triage thing. That's the main thing. You could sit here and you could kind of get rid of a lot of useless messages so you could focus when you get back to your iPad or your computer.
Yeah, I would say it's the best email app for Apple Watch yet.
From Microsoft,
but
of
not
all
perfect.
People. Yeah. They bought a Compli, which we really liked, and I think that's mostly a Compli. So they started with a really great iOS app, and they've improved it. I want to stand corrected. I misspoke. We were talking about turning off the ringing of your device. It is continuity, not handoff. I confuse the two because they're similar. And you don't turn it off in the handoff section of general. You turn it off, and this maybe isn't as intuitive as it ought to be, in FaceTime. So if you don't want your iPad or iPhone to ring when somebody calls your phone, I mean, you want your phone to ring. You don't want your computer or your iPad to ring. You'd go into the FaceTime settings on your, can you show this? On your computer, on your iPad, and just see this iPhone cellular calls. Turn that off. I like it personally. I think it's a nice feature.
Mm-hmm.
But I apologize; that was the wrong place to turn it off. Now, can I show my app?
Yes, you can show.
I'm an excellent driver, and this game from a company called Mediocre is really not mediocre. It's quite good. It's called Commute, and it's quite addictive. It's free. Although, as you can see, there is a premium version. And the idea is you've got to commute. Dennis Charles Schneider leaves his house and heads to his clinic on Gower Boulevard. So that's his car. I've got to get him there. And, of course, I do it by tilting and so forth. So let's. You could also do it with your... crashing makes your car slower. that was... Rewind. Yes, thank you.
I tried this app. I was going to show
it's
it.
It's hard.
I was horrible at it, even worse than I am
it's
at regular
hard.
Driving.
Okay. Rich. There we go. Oh, 51 seconds, but I lost a second because I rerun it. Postwoman Betty is very efficient, so she always has time to stop and see Mr. Beck. So she wants to go through here and up there. 10 points if we can get him through there. You ready? All right, Postwoman Betty. I missed the 10 points. Oh.
Both cars?
No, I could have crashed into him, though. Oh. He was an obstacle. Mrs. Mayfield is late to the office. By the way, this is the easy part.
Oh.
Her husband has kept her with his constant talk of Yorkshire Terriers. Darn you, hubby.
So
let's
she's in a
turn.
Hurry.
Oh. Whoa.
I hope she doesn't have Yorkshire Terriers in the car with her. So the goal is to be fast.
The goal is to get where you're going. Now, obviously, I'm not going to drive through the trees here. She's on her way back home. She forgot her key card.
What happens if you do drive through the trees? Okay.
You crash, of course.
Whoa.
It's kind of like Crazy Taxi a little bit. It's called Commute. It gets more and more fun. It is challenging. It's easier with a joystick. Sometimes I play it on my... big screen TV using my Android Shield, but it is available iPad and iPhone. And you know, it's a great time waster on the iPhone if you're stuck in line somewhere.
Right, or if you're driving.
If you're driving and you hate your commute, get Commute by Mediocre. It's free with in-app purchases.
But don't use it while you're driving. That was just a joke.
You think people would actually, like, if we said that, they'd go, oh, it's okay because Megan and Leo said it's okay.
I just wanted to be clear.
You think people would do that?
I hope not.
The highway patrolman, oh, no, really, I have permission.
And then he'd show this video of us wearing these hats.
You see, by the way, it's $1.99 to enable premium checkpoints, so that's not so expensive if you want to do that.
No.
Commute.
Would you recommend it as a way to teach someone how to drive?
No.
Okay. Good.
No! Not at all. You know, John C. Dvorak always swore that his son was a better driver because he played all those driving games as a Ute.
I believe that.
Ah, this is not that game.
Not that, but
because
yeah,
it's really kind of tempting to crash.
Yes. That's it for this episode of iOS Today.
I tip my wizard's hat to
you. All the links can be found at twit.tv/iOS. Go to the Reddit. It's reddit.com/r/iOS Today. Post stuff, comment on stuff, vote stuff up, vote stuff down.
Great resource.
It is.
Leo and my mom were right.
I posted that. I came clean 5 days ago.
Any site that says that, I'm all for it.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for watching.
We'll see you next time.
Toot, toot.
On iOS Today. Bye-bye.